Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Among all the modern things we've gotten from the internet is the food delivery services. So you want to get food from a restaurant. And in the old days, you wanted to get food from a restaurant, you had to go there or call them and get carryout. And then, of course, pizzas, they deliver those. Big Pizza's been doing that for years. But obviously now, with these different apps that are out there, there's companies that you can go to their app and say, I'm interested in, say, Italian food. And it'll list you all the Italian restaurants in your neighborhood, and then it'll let you order food from one of those restaurants. And then the apps people will go pick the food up for you and bring it to you, and it's all handled through this app. And the interesting thing, of course, is that the app and that company may or may not have a relationship with the restaurant. And there have been some stories about this in the news, and I find this whole topic fascinating because now a New York restaurant is fighting back against Grubhub's unauthorized deliveries because they're illegal. At least the owners of the restaurant in Central New York think that. So this is from Syracuse.com, written by Douglas Dowdy. And Caleb sent it. Thanks a lot, Caleb. A family-owned Italian restaurant is taking on Grubhub in upstate's federal court over the food delivery giant's practice of adding restaurants to its online platform without their knowledge or consent. And they've been doing this for a little while now. So Grubhub will contact a restaurant and say, do you guys want to be on our platform? And if they say yes, great, they sign them up. If they say no, then apparently Grubhub will put them on there anyway and just say, oh, okay. So Grubhub adds the restaurant's menu to its portfolio and sends delivery workers to pick up food like members of the general public. Grubhub says it simply began doing this because its competitors were doing this. So now they are asking for some states to outlaw the practice, even though they're doing it, because they're saying again, well, we're only doing it because they're doing it, but if it became illegal, we'd stop because they'd stop. So it's an interesting but convoluted argument. With Grubhub's support, California passed a law banning unauthorized deliveries. The company says it's pushing for a similar law in New York. Unauthorized deliveries have rankled some of the estimated 150,000 restaurants listed on Grubhub without their consent. There are over 100,000 restaurants that are listed on Grubhub that are there that didn't ask to be there. So the company in question here is called Pete's, and they say that Pete's has continuously operated for decades. It has invested considerable time, money, and other resources in connection with Pete's various marks, logos, and names. So what they're doing here is they are suing Grubhub for trademark infringement. And that's an interesting angle here because the business is called Pete's Trattoria. They're in Watertown. And that's a business that's been around a long time using that name. So if you go onto Grubhub in this area, at least you used to be able to do this, and say, show me Italian restaurants, one of them would pop up and say, Pete's. Pete's. Oh, I know them. I can order food from Pete's through Grubhub. The marks of plaintiff each serve as unique signifiers of the quality, reputation, and goodwill of Pete's in the marketplace. And they're saying that the unauthorized use of the logos and trademarks by Grubhub threaten to ruin their reputation because Pete's cannot control how Grubhub cares for its food products, assures that orders are correct, or that delivery is timely. So you're in this town. You want Italian food. You've heard of Pete's. So you go onto Grubhub, and oh, Pete's is listed. You order food from Pete's through Grubhub. Hour and a half later, a bag of soggy and cold food shows up. There you go. Driver leaves. Will they get angry at Pete's or Grubhub for that? And probably at the restaurant, because that's the product. That's what they think the product is. So suing Grubhub for trademark infringement is a novel approach in the local court. It's been used elsewhere, though, as restaurants are dealing with this problem. And apparently this is the only way to make it work. Pete's lawyer says that Grubhub has removed the restaurant from its list since legal action was taken earlier this year. But now the restaurant is still pursuing the case for money damages in the past. And many people are going to say, but Steve, they got what they wanted. Well, there's a couple things going on here. And remember that you can get more in court than just money. So, for instance, If you sue somebody and go, hey, they're doing something wrong, and they stopped and go, hey, look, we stopped, drop your lawsuit. Well, you drop your lawsuit and they start doing it again. So obviously, simply dropping the lawsuit won't be enough. You need to get an agreement saying it won't happen again. But I think at this point they're moving forward because they want to prove a point, but also they probably want to get their legal fees paid because litigating a intellectual property case in federal court is not cheap. Now, this is not the only trademark infringement case against Grubhub. Nationally, there have been two class action lawsuits against them, and they've also seen lawsuits against other companies such as DoorDash. One of the big Grubhub lawsuits says that the company lists restaurants who don't wish to partner as closed or unavailable for online orders. So again, you're sitting there going, I'd like to order some food tonight. And you go on to Grubhub and it goes, well, this restaurant here is local, but they're closed now. Are you actually going to go look at that restaurant's website to see they're really open? So, you know, that's the allegation, is that these are false statements being made about these businesses. Grubhub has recently agreed to settle that lawsuit by allowing non-partners more control over their listings on Grubhub, including a way to request the listing be taken down. Well, that's nice. The second national lawsuit is similar to Pete's, demanding that Grubhub remove restaurants who don't want to partner with them. Grubhub made it clear in the first class action lawsuit it had no intention of contesting the allegations of trademark infringement. Instead, they told the judge they were interested in settling these cases. Arguments surround if any money would be paid and how many restaurants would be in the class that got settlements. There's a second class action lawsuit, which is trying to stop Grubhub from adding restaurants that don't want to be added. That's still going on. Lawyers are debating what action might need to be taken given the settlement in the first class action lawsuit. Meanwhile, the lawyer for Pete's said he decided against joining the class action and is instead negotiating with Grubhub on his own, but he credited the national lawsuit for providing an overview of Grubhub's practices. Since it was founded in 2004, the delivery website had struck business partnerships with restaurants that wanted to play ball, but facing increasing competition, Grubhub added 150,000 new restaurants in 3 months in 2019 to its service without getting permission from the restaurants. That's according to the class action lawsuit filed in Illinois. In a statement, Grubhub said it places restaurants on its platform to generate more orders for restaurants and offer diners variety. Well, and again, I understand you've got such noble intentions, but some of these restaurants don't want to be on your platform. This makes complete sense to me. Meanwhile, there are a variety of reasons why a restaurant would not want to be on Grubhub. They are listed in the class action. So, for instance, somebody gets bad service when they order food from a restaurant through Grubhub. They often blame the restaurant. Some restaurants don't want the extra orders, meaning that they've got their business staffed to the point where they can handle all the sit-down business and all the carry-out business. Except if Grubhub actually creates more carry-out business for them, they're not able to keep up with that. Likewise, they don't want to lose control over customer service. I've heard of it happening before where somebody who's running a restaurant gets an angry phone call. And they go, we just got food from you and it's horrible. And the restaurant goes, when were you in here? No, it's carryout. Okay, what was your name? And they start going through the tickets for carryout. And of course, the ticket from Grubhub wouldn't have this person's name on it. They don't even know this person's telling the truth or not. So Grubhub workers can be late or unprofessional. We're not calling all of them that. In fact, this, I'm sure, is just going to simply say that let's suppose that you order food through Grubhub. It shows up an hour and a half later. The Grubhub driver got a flat tire. Okay? These things happen. Who are they going to blame? The restaurant. Grubhub makes it easy to cancel orders, but those canceled orders can cost restaurants a lot of food and money. Some restaurants have complained of Grubhub issuing refunds without contacting the restaurant to see if one was warranted. So somebody orders food through Grubhub, gets delivered, they say they don't like it, they cancel it. Restaurant goes, why are we giving these people their money back now? Oh, they were unhappy with their food. And I've actually seen stories about that being abused to the point where some people consider that just like free food. So there actually are restaurants that don't even want takeout or delivery business at all. So if they sell a lot of fresh food and that's their angle, they might not want to get involved in this transaction. When food is ordered through Grubhub, tips go to the company and its drivers, and many restaurants actually would pass tips along to their staff. Some restaurants have their own delivery services. You own a restaurant. It has a delivery service. Now you're competing with Grubhub with your own food. Meanwhile, some restaurants have also partnered with some of the competitors of Grubhub. And so they go, look, we're already with somebody. We're not with you. Eh. And then, of course, the argument is that Grubhub takes too much profit from the transaction. Delivery services were charging exorbitant fees during the pandemic. Grubhub takes up to 30% of the total order amount, which often leaves restaurants financially underwater on the sale of the food. So it's actually a very, very lengthy article. But the gist of the article is that to get Grubhub to remove them from the app, the restaurant, Pete's, said, by putting our name and stuff on your app, you're using our trademark and you're implying that there's some kind of relationship there. And there's not. It's not a relationship. It's more of a stalker situation. They didn't ask for Grubhub to come and do stuff with them, and Grubhub's just doing it. So Grubhub has stopped, and Grubhub apparently concedes on the argument of the trademark issues. So the trademark issue, fascinating way of approaching this, and it worked. The problem, of course, is 149,999 other restaurants out there who've got to do something about this. Good news is that it's a class action. And again, a class action lawsuit or any lawsuit, you can often get stuff beyond money damages. So somebody harms you in a way that has you out $10,000, you sue them for $10,000. But if there's something they might do in the future, for instance, you can seek an injunction to stop them from doing it in the future. And so in a situation like this, I'm sure that the restaurants are going to tell Grubhub, as part of the settlement, you're going to agree not to do this again in the future. And that would be equitable relief, which the courts can grant, especially if the parties agree to it. So you catch them misusing your trademark, you sue them for damages, and you sue them to make them stop. And that's where we are. So Caleb, thanks for sending it. New York restaurant fights back against Grubhub's unauthorized deliveries. They're illegal. The owner's charge. Douglas Doughty wrote it for Syracuse.com. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Friendship has a stronger effect on happiness than income.